Shan's on. If it feels good, do it. 12:20 with Pat Garrett in exhibition football. Bengals over the Lions, 40-28. And in Carolina League baseball, it was Alexandria over the Salem Pirates, 5-1. More scores throughout the morning on WFIR. Pat Garrett at WFIR with the Little River Band. 26 with your all-night friend Pat here at WFIR would like you to know that using unleaded gas in most late-model cars can cost you money in the long run. If you don't believe me, seriously, if you don't believe me, write unleaded gas, U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, Washington, D.C., 20460. If you'd like that a little slower, call me at 981-9325. WFIR with Herbie Alpert and a new song called Rise at 12:30. I'm Pat Garrett and a couple of baseball games that are still going on in the American League. Oakland leading Seattle 1-0 after 2.5 in the National, second game of a doubleheader. Atlanta leading Houston 2-0 after 3.5 and after 5 at San Francisco 3, LA 1. And as always, we'll go over all the scores for you when all of them are finals on WFIR. Before 1, they belch at me, brothers, and let your love flow. I'm Pat Garrett. Yeehaw, they finally did it. Hot dog, the Cowboys beat the Denver Broncos 7-6 at exhibition football in Dallas. Yay! And the Green Bay Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs 14-10. You never knew I liked the Cowboys, did you? 23 before 1, Patrick W. Garrett and Sheik at WFIR. Had a good time today. Went over and picked up the boss, and we went up to the Mill Mountain Zoo and restriped the zebra. WFIR with Jerry right on down the line. It's 19 minutes before 1. I'm Pat Garrett, and in some exhibition football, it's been going on all night long. Pittsburgh Steelers beat Buffalo 15-7. The Redskins beat Tampa Bay 9-7. It was Chicago Bears 27, Jets 14. New England over Atlanta 37-14. And once again, the Packers beat the Kansas City Chiefs 14-10. And the Cowboys beat the Denver Broncos 7-6. With the good doctor and Pat Garrett in your weather forecast. Clear this morning with a low of 65, then sunny and quite warm today with a high of 89. Fair again tonight, low of 65. Continued warm on Monday with a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm at a high of about 88. Chance of rain near 0% this morning, 10% today and tonight at 75 at WFIR. Beyond Warwick, I'll never love like this again. One time like that wears you out for the night. Just 9 minutes before 1 with Pat, this part of our show is brought to you by Nurdles Furniture. The kind of furniture you'll be proud to have if you're evicted. We got a little Chicago, one by Bill Conti, one by John Stewart, as well as all kinds of other good music for you on the station that plays your favorites, 96 WFIR, 4-4-1 with Patrick W. Garrett and Fleetwood Mac. AWB at someplace special, 96 WFIR, it's 109, I'm Pat Garrett in baseball, National League, another final. In the second game, it was Houston Astros over the Atlanta Braves, 6-2. 96 WFIR plays Barbara. We're on O'Kelly weather. Clear this morning with a low of 65. Then sunny and quite warm today with a high of 88. Very good tonight, low of 65. Continued warm Monday with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 89. Chance of rain zero this morning, 10% today, and 10% again tonight. It's clear at 73. 96 WFIR with Chicago. With Pat Garrett reminding you that National Clown Week is going on through the 7th of August. Special programs are being held at all Roanoke County Library locations. There's no admission charge. For further info, give me a call, 981-9325. This announcement of public service of WFIR. WFIR, Johnny Stewart with some gold, and Patrick W. Garrett, it's 124. Some Can I Get a Witness news is coming up shortly. 127 with Patrick W. Garrett on WFIR, bringing you the scores as they happen. Exhibition football in L.A., it was the Rams over the Raiders, 20-14 in overtime.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a man you could describe as, well, if you wanted to hide money from him, you'd hide it in a bar of soap. It's time for Pat Garrett's Can I Get a Witness News? Take it, Pat!
Yeah. Thank you very much, and welcome to this special weekend edition of Can I Get a Witness News. I'm Pat Garrett, reporting at 1:30 on WFIR, and this morning, both Tatasha the Bear and his tipsy keeper ended up behind bars in Russia recently, but not without a certain amount of excitement, no less. A Soviet daily newspaper yesterday reported that circus bear Tatasha and his keeper, V. Filipov, gave the town of Kursk an entirely unscheduled performance. The newspaper said Filipov was celebrating the end of the circus run in Kursk with some heavy drinking, and he decided to take a stroll around town with his good buddy, Tatasha the Bear. However, the newspaper said Tatasha was not willing to put up with the drunk and ran away and hid near the power plant. Spotting search parties drawing near, Tatasha ran and dove into a nearby river, scattering startled fishermen in all directions. The bear swam across the river and then scooted up a tall tree on the other bank. There aren't many safe ways to get an unwilling bear out of a tall tree, but one was discovered in this case. Varka, a comely female bear, was brought to the scene. Tatasha quietly descended the tree and was taken back to his cage. Filipov was taken away and also placed behind bars. Missouri Governor Joseph Teasdale has signed so many bills this week, he apparently lost track of which one to put his signature on. Teasdale was asked if he would sign a bill to set up a historic preservation revolving fund. Replied Teasdale, the answer is yes, I'm going to sign that law. Definitely am going to sign it. The governor apparently forgot that he had signed the bill into law the day before. It was a picture-perfect wedding with white bells, crepe paper streamers, and a photographer, no less. The bride began her long walk down the aisle, but it wasn't your ordinary church aisle. It was the aisle of a bus. What better place for two bus drivers to tie the knot, huh? Lee Reynolds and Kathy Jo Raup of Detroit met 2 years ago when both drove charter buses to a ski resort. They fell in love, and with the couple, where else would they honeymoon other than they're going on a bus driver's picnic, they say. A Richmond man is planning to build a moose-sized salad to celebrate losing weight. Paul Beef, who plans the moose in King's Dominion, or he plays the moose in King's Dominion's Rock Around the Clock show, tipped the scales one time at 285 pounds. That was just a couple of months ago. But since then, he's lost 35 pounds, and he plans to celebrate the loss of that weight by building the salad for his co-performers at the theme park near Richmond. The salad, which will have over 20 ingredients, will be made and tossed in a plastic wading pool. Beats says he'll use 35 heads of lettuce, one for each pound he's lost, plus 40 pounds of tomatoes, 45 cucumbers, 5 pounds of carrots, 3 pounds of onions, 2 pounds of raisins, and 30 green peppers, and nearly 2 gallons of salad dressing, and over 1,000 croutons are going to be added. Beef plans to serve the salad feast on Monday. 17-year-old Willie Butler says the pain of being struck by lightning probably is similar to what you would feel if you had put one of your fingers in an electrical socket, and he should know. Butler was knocked to his knees when a bolt of lightning hit the roof of a car he was entering yesterday. Two friends, Bill Thomas, not the same one, and John Owens, were sitting in the car parked in front of Thomas's home in Hampton. Neither was affected by the jolt, but Thomas said he heard a loud crack and saw what looked like a big blue fireball strike the top of the car, and a streamer bounced off the house. Butler said he was holding the car roof when it was hit by a blue streak of electricity. He remembers screaming in pain as he ran to Thomas's home, where he laid on the floor until help arrived. Hampton paramedic Kevin Summers said Butler's right arm was folded as if it were broken. The high voltage jolt apparently twisted the muscle. Doctors who examined Butler at Hampton General Hospital told him few people survive after being struck by lightning. Butler not only survived, he was out of the hospital about 3 hours later. You remember pilot Lowell Ferguson, who landed at the wrong airport the other day? Well, he's in trouble with Western Airlines for landing at the wrong place, but he's become something of a hero in the little town his mistake put on the map. Merchants in Buffalo, Wyoming have changed the name of their annual Crazy Days retail promotion to Lowell Ferguson Days, and several merchants are wearing aviator costumes. And after the Chamber of Commerce voted a resolution saying it's not nice to capitalize on the humiliation and embarrassment of Ferguson, citizens started feeling kind of sorry for him and circulating petitions asking Western Airlines to show compassion for the guy. Western says Ferguson will remain suspended from his job until completion of an investigation of why he landed in Buffalo instead of his scheduled destination more than 20 miles away. A 58-year-old New Orleans man has been arrested 1,000 times. And arrest 1,001 probably is coming right up. The man failed to appear in court Thursday after his 1,000th arrest, making another arrest almost certain. The man's name, oddly enough, is Alfred Weiss. And finally, actor Dan Haggerty will have to put in 100 hours of community service in Van Nuys, California. That and a $600 fine is his sentence on a conviction of reckless driving and assault.